Well, I'm thinking about the thing, the same kind of thing, that where you turn the water or the vinegar.
Yes, a faucet. I believe that's what they usually call.
And what about the same kind of thing if it's out in the yard?
Well, it's a spigot out there.
Okay. If you buy a few cans of food at the grocery store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
A paper bag.
What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
A sack.
Would you ever call it a special kind of sack, like a toe sack or a croaker sack?
Yes, we have what we call croaker sacks, and I mean, on, I reckon, cotton bags, too.
Okay. What do you call a musical instrument that shape, well, it's about that long, it's about that high, put it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Mouth organ.
And what do you call a little one that's made out of metal and you put it up to your teeth?
That's the Jew's harp.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle and one child sits on one end, one sits on the other, and they go up and down?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call something that children play on that goes round and round?
Well, the old things here, they call them flying mares. Went round and stomped on a pole.
And how are these things built?
Well, you get up there like an harvest. You like to cut a pine tree down and it makes a stump. Well, they put a pin up in that stump and have the stump where the edge don't catch your pole, have it kind of rounded and so that the pole sets up on a hump. And then you put a pin up there and bore a hole through a pole and put it on that stump and put the pin through the auger hole and down in the stump and it can just go round and round.
Did you used to play on one when you
were... No, ma'am, we didn't have any of them.
Uh-huh.
We didn't. I've seen them. But it was always counted kind of dangerous.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Because it took more than one to play on it. It took usually one to each end, and you kind of seesawed, as you call it, and went round. But most of the time there were more children around, and that old pole, if one fell off, the other one went round anyhow, like, and knocked down a bunch
mm-hmm,
of them.
Mm-hmm.
So my people never had them.
Mm-hmm.
They never allowed that. And they didn't allow it at the schoolhouses either.
Uh-huh.
On account of safety.
What do you call a piece of stone that's about that big that you sharpen a knife on?
Well, that's a whetstone, I reckon. Some might be a wet rock, too.
Okay. What are some different kinds of wooden fences?
Fences?
Uh-huh.
Well, we call that a picket fence, right?
This
there.
This has the little things up.
Picket fence and a slat fence, and then we have wire fence.
Wait a minute now. What's a slat fence?
Well, I don't know if I could. It's right back there is a slat fence.
This one right here? It's a slat
this
fence? Right,
no, ma'am. This is the picket fence.
Yeah, I mean, but that runs around.
Yes, and this will be on. It's made out of boards.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's a slat fence with posts.
And
well, it's a little bit shows yonder, but you can't see much beyond.
Yeah, I can get the idea, though. And I see you put that up with nails, don't you?
Yes, and you nail it to a post.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what are some other different kinds of fences?
Well, we have wooden wire fences that we put around the fields.
Well, now, what about wooden fences?
Well, they'd play dubbed here. But I mean, we haven't. We used to have a rail fence, they called it, and that was... You cut a block off of a tree about 10 foot long and split it up in the rails. And it was made like that and the corners and then another one here. And
uh-huh.
that kind of a zigzag rail fence.
Well, now, did these have any nails in them?